Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to talk some college football with Roddy Jones. He is a former running back at Georgia Tech University. He also does great work for SiriusXM Channel 84 and College Sports Radio. Roddy, happy to have you join us today, man. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Let's keep it local here with the Big 12, and then we'll move on to the national storylines. There's been a lot of confusion on what's happened with this K-State team. This was a team that I thought at the very beginning of the season, I thought they had a chance to compete for the Big 12. Their season has not gone that way so far. What have you seen from the Wildcats? What's missing with them?
That's a good question. I think early on, there was some – obviously, the Dylan Edwards injury, I think, hurt. But not being able to get Jace Brown going in those early games has hurt as well. The offensive line hasn't been quite as good as I think we expected it to be. Defensively, I think a lot of what Joe Klanderin does defensively. But for some reason, the pieces just haven't fit. And K-State kind of falls into this category with Clemson, to me, of a team that, like, all the ingredients are there, but for whatever reason, as Reese Davis would say, the casserole just doesn't taste very good when you put it all together. So something that has gone on this offseason has caused Chris Klieman to not be able to reach this team successfully. Now, I mean, the beauty of it is it's still early. They can still turn things around. They're going to need a heck of a turnaround, though, if they're going to make it to the Big 12 championship game. So it's a little confusing on why they're as unsuccessful as they have been. And I don't know, like you can obviously see what is missing. Like you can see that the consistency isn't there, but the reason why it's not there, I think, is more confusing.
Yeah, I thought that Avery Johnson was just going to be a little bit further developed. It really seems like their offense has stalled as a whole. This is a quarterback who just a couple of weeks ago, he had 60 yards from scrimmage. He threw for 88 yards in that game against Arizona. And it seems like the rush attack from K-State just isn't as potent as I expected it to be.
Yeah, I think your point on Avery Johnson's a good one. And there were some pretty significant fundamental things that he needed to correct in the offseason. And I don't think he entirely did. I think you look at the run game, and that to me always goes back to the offensive line first and foremost. And so the offensive line, which has been a strength of Kansas State over the last few seasons, I think has let him down a little bit. The loss of DJ Giddens probably proves to be a little bit more than we expected it to be, on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, he was really good at turning a short gain into a medium gain and a medium gain into a pretty significant chunk. And then missing the explosiveness of Dylan Edwards early, I think really hurt this team. So, I have a theory about teams that kind of suffer those types of losses week one. I just think their confidence is shaken and they have to figure out who they are. And unfortunately for K-State, you started with Iowa State and then you take the loss to Army and then the stuff is just kind of piled up on them. So, I would imagine that within the walls of that building, there is a team that is searching for itself. And it's really hard to find out who you are over the course of a season when you're in conference play already.
Roddy, let's talk about the Missouri Tigers here. They are off to a very impressive start. Their schedule is about to heat up here coming up in a couple of weeks with a home game against Alabama. Do you think Missouri's a team that can make the college football playoff?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, this is a team that's won double-digit games each of the last two seasons. We got a quarterback in Bo Prabula that's been one of the top quarterbacks in the country so far, especially when you look at quarterback rating. He's top 15 in the nation in quarterback rating, and a running back in Ahmad Hardy that's probably the best running back in the SEC. So I don't see why not. You know, that staff is probably the most underrated staff in the country in terms of what they've been able to do. I don't think Missouri gets enough credit for just how well they have recruited, developed, identified talent. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz just keeps pulling these running backs out of, like, nowhere. It was Cody Schrader a few years ago. Nate Noel was a good player at App State. And then you get Ahmad Hardy, and you're like, man, where does he keep pulling these guys from? But they do a great job with their scheme, really creative in their run schemes to run the football. I really enjoy watching them. So, yes, this is a team that can make the college football playoffs. I think that is absolutely in the realm of possibilities. You mentioned the Bama game a little bit later on. In what is that? Is that in a couple weeks? Is that in 2 or 3 weeks? That Bama game. But when you're going through the SEC schedule, that Bama game, October 11th. When you're going through the SEC schedule, I think you can get away with two losses. And if it's the right three losses, and you have a couple wins to go with, but I think this year we could be a team out of the SEC with three losses make it. Could it be Missouri? Maybe. You know, if you lose, let's say, to Alabama, A&M, Oklahoma, those are going to be teams that are probably ranked, but then people are going to turn around and say, well, who are the wins? So I do think Missouri can, but I think you're going to have to get through the league with only two losses, no more than that.
Right now, we're talking to Roddy Jones for a couple more minutes here. He is with SiriusXM Channel 84 College Sports Radio. We got two big games this weekend. The first one, Oregon and Penn State. I think we all are asking the same question about Penn State. Every year, they are very, very good, but they are unable to get that big-time marquee signature win. They got another chance on Saturday. Who do you like between the Ducks and the Nittany Lions?
Yeah, I like Oregon in this game, and it's less because of Penn State's history in the, quote, big games, and more based on who Penn State has played. And I actually push back a little bit on the Penn State not being able to win big games. I mean, the college football playoff games are big, and just because it was SMU in the first game and Arizona State in the second game, it was Boise State in the second game. That doesn't make them not big games. Now, the top five, the record against top five, AP top five opponents, like, that's a pretty damning one for James Franklin. I will say that, the teams that he has lost to in recent years, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan, like, those are teams that competed for the national championship. So this team is right there. I don't think they're as good as Oregon overall, despite all the talent they had coming back because of the way they played so far this year. The offensive line has been a bit underwhelming. The quarterback play, Drew Aller, is I think, pretty fortunate that you've had guys like Arch Manning out there struggling, because no one has really talked about Drew Aller's struggles so far this year. Like, he's been pretty poor. You've had Nicholas Singleton struggling a little bit at running back. So, I think this is a Penn State team that's facing its first test at a bad time, because they haven't looked great so far this year. And I do think it's a team that you'll probably see in a college football playoff, although that looks different now because they've got Ohio State later this season and they play Indiana. And, like, that Indiana team looked like a rollerball of butcher knives against Illinois. Like, they were absolutely fearsome. So I am optimistic, cautiously optimistic on Penn State because of the talent, But they haven't really put it together so far this season. This would be a great week to do it with the wide out at night in Happy Valley.
I'll get you out of here with this last preview. We got Alabama and Georgia. The thing that stood out to me early in the season with Alabama against Florida State was they got beat up on both sides of the line of scrimmage. They couldn't run the ball, and Florida State ran all over them. You got to try to out-physical Georgia in this matchup, and I'm not sure if Alabama can do it. I like Georgia at home. I actually like Georgia kind of big in this matchup.
Wow, I have not heard that one. I don't think Georgia wins big. I don't think that defense is good enough to stop Alabama consistently. They couldn't stop Tennessee. You needed a missed field goal at the end of that Tennessee game, a missed chip shot field goal at the end of that Tennessee game, or else we'd be having an entirely different conversation about Georgia. And Alabama over the last few weeks has kind of gotten itself together. I mean, Ty Simpson was phenomenal against Wisconsin. You can say what you want about level of competition, but you compare that against Georgia's performances against Marshall and Austin Peay, and Alabama certainly has been the more impressive team in the non-con. That win over Tennessee, definitely the most impressive of the bunch of what either team has done. But again, Georgia needed a little bit of fortune to get that one. I think Georgia can win this game. I mean, they have not lost at home at night since 2009. Now, some of that comes with an asterisk because for years they played their biggest home games at 3:30 because CBS had the rights. So they haven't played a ton of like big time matchups at night until really this year. But they still haven't lost. I mean, they've won like 33 straight home games. Like there's something about this Georgia team at home that I think will be difficult for Alabama to overcome. I think that when you look at overall. Just winning in the SEC at night, I think it's so tough. I do think Alabama will be able to move the ball. I do think they'll be able to score. Thing is, Alabama has not been able to get after the quarterback this year. Neither is Georgia. Georgia doesn't have a defensive lineman with a sack this year. So I think the comfort of the quarterbacks makes this a shootout. I'm going to give the home field advantage to Georgia or the advantage to Georgia because of home field. But I think it's a close game. I think it goes right down to the wire.
That is Roddy Jones joining us on the show today. You can hear him on Sirius XM Channel 84 and College Sports Radio. Roddy, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Have a great one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.